It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to another edition of DocSmo.com. Thanks for tuning in today. We bring you portable, practical pediatrics. Now, for those of you who are new to the blog, I'm Dr. Paul Smolin, a general pediatrician with currently 31 years of experience. Today, I'm going to continue in my book review series with the help of my very capable intern, Angela Solis, who happens to be a recent graduate of Davidson College. She helped me write this review. We're going to review a book that many parents and parents-to-be will find interesting. It's called Brain Rules for Babies: How to Raise a Smart and Happy Child from 0 to 5. The author is Dr. John Medina. The title, I think, says it all. What parent wouldn't want to read this book? To learn the biological secrets to parental success? The author, Dr. John Medina, finds wisdom in the current research about what makes a successful pregnancy, infancy, toddlerhood, and preschool years. He also poses an interesting question for his readers to ponder. When did raising perfect and outstanding children become a priority over raising emotionally happy and relationally intelligent children? So, sit back and hear a perspective on parenting from a developmental molecular biologist, who speaks to parents on these issues using personal parenting stories interwoven with information extracted from a myriad of established scientific sources. The book focuses on brain development in children ages 0 to 5 years, and how experiences during this development influence their adult lives. Here are some of the main themes that run through the book. Healthy lifestyle habits during pregnancy strongly affects infant outcome. Dr. Medina believes a fit, well-nourished, unstressed mother is the ideal. Another theme, the quality and quantity of an infant's relationships are crucial to his or her resiliency and success in later life. He argues that sensing and meeting a child's needs, especially in the first 3 months of life, is paramount to a child's ultimate success. Here's another theme. A child who is attached to his parents, whose needs are being met, and is secure, is much more likely to be curious and willing to explore and learn. And finally, Dr. Medina lays out what he believes current research indicates about appropriate, predictable discipline in toddler and preschool children. The chapters are well-written and effective. Smooth language, personal stories, explanations of every scientific term engage the reader and help the reader understand technical information. The introduction of the book contains a list of common parenting myths, such as the common belief that exposure to Mozart will increase a child's IQ, and refers to the reader to the appropriate area of the book to find out why this is not true. This allows readers to jump the topics that most intrigue them, while not feeling completely disjointed from the rest of the book. While the subjects discussed are abstract in their content, Dr. Medina brings it down to the practical, even including a summary of major points in boxed form at the end of each chapter. If you're looking for a concrete advice, you have come to the right place. Dr. Medina's Brain Rules for Babies does present limitations for some readers, however. Only readers with a strong interest and curiosity will be capable of reading this book. It assumes a level of sophistication that not every reader has. We also think that the book is best suited for expectant and new parents. For those of us with older children, Dr. Medina's Brain Rules may end up creating more anxiety and guilt than helpful advice. Additionally, the book sets a very high mark for parents that few parents will achieve. If you're prone to self-criticism, this may not be the book for you. So on balance, we think this is a very good book for sophisticated parents, especially expectant parents with a lot of curiosity. Practical, well-written, and informative is our description. Dr. Medina's writing style projects comfort and a friendly tone that provides information that can help any new or expecting parent. So we give it 4 out of a possible 5 DocSmo stars. And if you want more information than is in this book, Dr. Medina has a great website at www.brainrules.net. Check that out. There's a lot of good stuff there. Well, as always, comments are welcome on my website, www.docsmo.com, or on iTunes or on Facebook. This is Dr. Paul Smolin broadcasting from you-know-where, Studio 1E. That's the first child's bedroom on the east side of my house, hoping you think it's pretty cool to learn about a new baby brain rule. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.